up top. We're going up top. All the other formations, they surely have to stop. We're going up top. We're going up top. Jamie and Jordan, the bullshit never stops.
And a very big welcome back to this week's episode of One Up Top. We are back, maybe not so much with a bang. We're probably back with a bang on Sunday, please God. But yeah, a long off season. Winter has been tough for, I think, most people. It's been non-stop rain the last month anyway. P, I'm not sure how the sunny south of, maybe not too south, but Greystones is. The weather is grim and gloomy down there.
It's as grim as it can get down here. It hasn't stopped raining, but maybe the rain just greasing the pitch up for a nice free-flowing brand of football on Sunday.
Yeah, hopefully that's the case. All right, hopefully that's the case. Anyway, a new season does bring new hope, new expectations, and you know we're in for another Bohemian FC roller coaster ride. It's strap yourselves in. Oh, the only thing that's guaranteed is a bit of disappointment at some stage.
Yeah, with Europe to look forward to, I think that's what we all wanted when the season kicked off last season. So we've got to look forward to stuff. No matter how good or bad the results go, we'll be roaming around Europe come July. So yeah, that, I think that's going to be the highlight for a lot of people. But yeah, looking forward to it now. I think, as you said, the off season is long enough, isn't it? It's, you know, we're probably ready to go back now. We've had a nice rest. Getting a bit bored now, sitting around the house on a Friday night. So looking forward to it now. Come the weekend.
Yeah, I think the season kind of it ends sort of, you know, October, November. You have that, you're kind of happy then once the football's over, your stress is gone. Like, we think we touched on the last one, the stress that time in the draw of the bear last game of the season was unfathomed. But, you know, it's good that you can just, one way or another, you can forget about it a week or two later. Christmas looks after itself. Then, you know, once you get into probably the second week of January, that's when there's a bit of an itch and a bit of a scratch that needs to be seen to. And I think, don't think I'm too far off, but about probably 7 or 8 years ago. I don't think the season started till probably the middle of March, nearly, wasn't it?
Always later, yeah. I got around my cousin who was a Pats fan in the pub on Saturday night, so I know the fire is starting to burn again. So yeah, I think we're definitely ready to rock. And I said a great one to kick off in the Aviva. I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I certainly enjoy the games in the Aviva. I enjoy the Sunday kick off. I'm really looking forward to Sunday now, you know. It's sure the next couple of days of rain and looking forward to Sunday.
Yeah, I suppose. What have you been doing yourself, Pete? Haven't seen you in the off season. I know we've probably been in touch every other day, but
Yeah, just I suppose the other love of my life, Manchester United, probably increased the level of trips across the water in the off season. Yeah, just as I said, Christmas looks after itself. It's football and Premier League and any other football that's on, we'll watch. So there's been plenty of football. It's not a totally shut off by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, been kept busy all the same. Yourself?
Oh, it rounds off. Oh, yeah, just keeping myself to myself. Nothing too mad. Went over the Wrexham there a couple of weeks ago. A last minute equaliser and winner.
Yeah, you picked
in,
up a game, all right,
Road. Yeah, great ground. Loved it. Hopefully, another promotions on the cards this year for Wrexham. It'd be good to see them go up. I think there's about 70 to 100 of them travelling over for the Pats game on Sunday. I think they've a table booked at the Irish Townhouse, but we'll move on. I suppose just a bit of housekeeping for anyone listening in that this episode is released on Thursday, and I know the live show is tonight. So first of all, thank to everyone that has bought a ticket. Looking forward to a good night in store. I suppose anything you stick Roddy's name to anything, you know, you're guaranteed a few giggles, a few stories. So we're looking forward to that. So if you are tuning in today, just be wary there could be some crossover later on. And if you are tuning in today also, you probably see Kev if you are willing to listen to me and Pete in two different doses across the day. Seek mental health, please.
Yeah, there's there'll be a token for mental health if you listen to the podcast and going to the live show. That there's a voucher off there to get yourself looked at and have a long hard look in the mirror, because there's got to be better things to do with your time.
Yeah, code is one up top 17 for one up top in the 17 years we haven't won a trophy. But yeah, and look, the new season has started and the podcast is back. Hopefully get a little bit more regular. Just to advise anyone that wants to get involved that there's a partnerships spots are available. We did do some previously a couple of years ago just to help to cover the few costs of podcast doesn't run on air, unfortunately. So if anyone wants to jump in, so it's a number one podcast for over 300 listeners, top 10 podcast for 1,200 listeners. So you know that there are someone willing to listen to our nonsense and drivel, or droning, as you might say, be over the course of the season. So anyone that wants to get involved and get their company involved, feel free to give me a shout to be any of the socials. I suppose Pete will kick off to almost where we left off. We had a few outgoings. We lost our captain, or we wouldn't say vice captain, but the previous vice captain, Rob Cornwell, and of course James Clark, which sort of felt inevitable in the roundabout way.
Yeah, glad to see they've all got fixed up with clubs. But yeah, I think we've covered that in previous issues. You know, we wanted to see them go and play. Cornwall is probably the only one that you might have maybe made a case for, but I think the rest of them had to go. Was the right time for them all to go. So, yeah, it'd be a strange Bowls team without a Cornwall, a Bucco, or a Talbot. But yeah, time waits for no man. So, wish them all the best, as they've all done good things for the club at different stages. So, good luck to them.
Yeah, absolutely. What you said there is probably important. You can't get too sentimental. Winners don't win on sentiment. We have brought in quite a few bodies. I think overall, I think we're in agreement that we're much improved, particularly the spine of the pitch. I know we were hoping for maybe another option up front. Still might come. Randall sort of alluded to maybe one or two might have to go to make way for one or two.
Yeah,
Obviously,
I
there's
think the only
rumours about.
concern would be, Taylor's fitness. I know there's whispers that he's not right for the start of the season. So, who do you look at then? Is Colin Whelan next in the pecking order? Will it be Hugh Martin, or will he look to do something different, maybe with Hickey up front? So, again, if you are going to hang your hat on Taylor, again, you just worry, as I said, with the injury record he's had since he's joined, that. And might distort what he's trying to do a little bit, because he's not going to be available for the amount of games you want them to be available for. So that's the only concern. But I mean, I think we're fairly well stocked at the back. We're fairly well stocked in midfield. There should be plenty of competition there. I mean, you couldn't pick a back four as of now. I think the left full will be between Burke and Flores. Right full. You'd like to think that Power will be the number one there, but I mean, in terms of centre halves, it'd be very hard to pick a pairing.
Well, the consensus is we're going to be on three at the back. That's why we seem to be lining up a lot in
Yeah.
pre-season. I know it's probably not what we're used to the last probably forever. As far as your point about, it's been a flat back four, but you know, three at the back, you could be going by the centre halves or something. I'm sure he'd probably maybe want to get rid of one or two off the books. Maybe Okendiek. I don't think he's featured too much in pre-season at all. If he has.
No, it's good. Just trying to get him out the gap at the minute. But yeah, it'd be interesting, all right. Can't say I'm a huge fan of the three at the back, but yeah, and what Power maybe right wing back then, Dale Rooney, you'd have to be there. And where does Tierney come into it then as well? Would Tierney be a wing back?
No, I'd take it on the plane. I don't know if he's going to go 3-5-2 or
Yeah.
3-4-1-1. It's I don't even know if that adds up to 11 all in, but I'm not sure how he does it. That's I worry about this is that when we're going to go into the season, obviously, look, no manager probably knows the best start on 11 when it comes to the start of a season, morphs itself in, but more concerned is what's going to be his best formation. Does he know himself? Will it be that sort of intricate moving positions? That is far past either my or your tactical observations on the pitch. But you know, how do you fit square holes or square pegs into round holes really is probably what we're looking at in terms of different players. If you're playing wing backs, where does that leave a Rooney, Parsons, Brennan? You know, because they're essentially your wide men. They're like your Danny Grant and your Mourinho on either side. But they're not outright wingers. They're probably not
Yeah,
competent maybe to be full backs on their
maybe
own.
not to be different. Yeah, I mean, like ideally, you'd like to have one full back, one wing back. That's you know that the defender. I mean, you've seen the problems, even the causes in the UK with teams. United couldn't get the hang of it at all with the wing back. And for the wing back, it's quite a specialised position, isn't it? So it's not just something you can buy a right full or a right hand side of midfielder for, and then expect them to slot into right wing back, easily. It's a different position. There's a lot more to it. So yeah, geez, it'd be interesting to see where we go with that on Sunday. But be a little worried with it with such a drastic change of formation. We've plenty of players to try and if he does alter, we've plenty of players available there, so we'll have plenty of choices. no matter what formation he goes with. But that's definitely food for thought. Yeah, a change of formation. Not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, suppose could be again. You know, the year Reynolds bingo. Then if things don't go to plan from the get go, it could be
Yeah.
moving pieces in the back four, particularly when you have, you know, the likes of Todd Cavanagh, Bourne, Mullen. I suppose he looked very good in pre-season, the one or two games that he has played.
Yeah.
I suppose it's probably the fourth season we've gone in, sort of be half confident in the back line as such. I think we are worried about the going forward. Last year, our issue was scoring goals. So that's definitely being weakened, I think, with James Clark going. I know Douglas James said, I think he got four, maybe five goals in nine games. Again, spent a lot of last season injured. It's rumours are true to be believed. He could go out for another few more weeks for this season. So I'm not sure how much confidence Reynolds has in Whelan, as you said, picking up the piece and going with it. Hugh Martin obviously is not a player for today. He's a tomorrow man. You know, Afolabi is being released without trying to get any transfer rumors or speculation around it. But you'd imagine he'll end up back on Ireland. Unfortunately, I suspect that'll be on the other side of the M50 if it does come.
Yeah, like I suppose the only thing you'd say about Taylor is if it means that we're going to get him 100% right, you get the feeling he was probably, you know, played when he wasn't right last season. So listen, if he's going to miss a few more weeks, but he's going to come back with a full, well, not a full pre-season, but the, you know, a strong pre-season, and he's fighting fifth, you know, we've a huge upload of fixtures, like the start of the season, the first quarter of it, so we have to have everybody available and ready for that, because that's when a lot of points will be won and lost. And it can have a serious impact on your season if we don't start the season well, and we go into those Friday Monday games and we're not firing all cylinders. So, hopefully, you know, the positive sign is that he'll be well rested and be ready to rock when he does come back. But yeah, that's the only area I'd have a little concern about, be where the goals are going to come from. There seems to be a lot of positive talk about the Manchester fellow we got in. What's his name? His name is Vaughan, is it?
Yeah.
Harry Vaughan.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'd be interesting to see where they all fit in.
Yeah, I think Higgy's being deployed as a centre back. I very much see him as being a player that is where we are chasing a goal with a few minutes to go. It's
Yeah,
gonna be
strange and all right, yeah.
a pat on the back. All right, big fella, you know where to go. Get into that box and get on the end of something. Which is more than capable of doing at his height. I think that's what he's gonna be used as. I think he's probably we all know he's not going to be a starter. He probably knows he's going to be a starter. He's going to be, you know, something different. We can show up front, and he can obviously fill in and centre back if needed. And we are going through the back. He probably will end up doing a job there at some stage this year.
Yeah, and even if he is playing centre half, he'd still be a huge goal threat from set pieces. So, no harm to have that missile on our team. But yeah, I tell you, as you said, Reynolds bingo. God knows what's going to trot out at the Aviva on Sunday. What formation? What team? Yeah, interesting times.
Yeah, and we will roll into Lansdowne Road this Sunday. Back again, a bit of a, I think it's probably going to be an annual. God knows, we'll probably have maybe Shelbourne next year if they can muster more than 2,000 fans throughout the Aviva a few years ago, maybe. I know Pat's uptake hasn't been much more, if even.
It's like for all the giving out Pats have done about away allocations, they're always the ones that moan the loudest on Twitter when the allocation is sold out for Daily Mount. And they've the chance to all get down to an away game now, and they don't seem to have jumped at it. But like I think we're probably in around the 18,000-19,000 mark at the moment. So I was in Croke Park last week, and it was 22,000 for the Dubs. So when I saw that flashing up, I was saying it'd be lovely to just to beat the 22,000. That's well reachable at this stage, you know. But I suppose we could have a washout on Sunday the way the weather's been going. But yeah, I think it's probably in around what we all expected. There doesn't seem to be as much of a buzz pre-season about the league this year. Maybe that's playing into it. But don't think Pats and Bowes is ever going to draw as big as a crowd as Bowes and Rovers, really.
No, certainly not. I did listen to LOI Central today. Dan McDonald absolutely hammered Pats fans. I'm not sure if you tuned in, but like you could see there was a bit of, I wouldn't say viciousness in his what he was saying, but he was like, he just could not believe how people are online. He said, look, there's obviously going to be a bit of club to club pettiness, but he's like, how if Pats are is believed to be sold as little as possible, like whatever the figure is. I know there was talks a couple of weeks ago being about 1,500. I'd imagine that's improved by now, but you know, it's the first game of the season in the Aviva Stadium against bows, you'd be otherwise standing in the pissing rain, just about covered in the mono stand. Instead, you're going to the best stadium in the country with 15, well, not 15, probably about 20,000 people by the time it rolls in around. It's a Sunday, you can get a ticket where you want. If you want to sit in premium, you can sit in premium. They're giving out about an extra 2 euro when they charge 24 into the fucking the cage there behind the goal in Inchicore. Like, one, I think it's you're an absolute idiot if you genuinely sit there and think this is a gimmick. I am not going to go.
Yeah, well, listen, like, again, like the 500 tickets in Daily Mount or whatever the allocation is. I mean, I can't imagine you're able to bring your kids. You know, it's one ticket per person and so on. I've just found it a great family day out, you know, anytime we've been there. And I don't think I would have even come close to that kind of thinking if the roles were reversed. If Pats were bringing us to the Aviva, I'd be more than happy to get involved and to get out of Inchicore, to be honest with you. But yeah, they can be a strange bunch at times, St. Pat's fans. Hard to work out the thinking on it, but listen, leave them to it. I think we'll all be happy with 20,000 through the gate, and hopefully we're skipping out on come the end of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose you did touch about there isn't too much of a buzz. It kind of only was this that on the LOI Central podcast today. Is like, yeah, do you know what? There isn't really. Again, I don't know if that's because we've been all brought a week forward. You can look, Duff is long dead and buried, but you can't deny what he brought to the league.
Yeah, I think any time Duff opened his mouth last year, it was headline news. There was definitely the Duff factor, you know. I'm sure it'll ramp up as Wednesday and Thursday come, and we're getting closer to it. But yeah, it just seems to be quite quiet. I didn't listen to the League of Ireland when I listened to the RTE one today. You know, talk about self-loathing. Listen to Richie Towell and Graham Gartland. If you think we're bad, the two of us, the nonsense coming out of that pair, you know. But yeah, that didn't whet the appetite for the new season, certainly listening
No,
to them.
I listened to half. I know Carly's great to listen to. I listen to Carly all day long. But yeah,
Well,
can't.
he let Towell go unchecked for describing Daily Mount as a kip. I thought he should have been pulled up on that now. But it just shows how out of tune. I mean, anyone you talk to in the League of Ireland will be sentimental about, you know, Daily Mount going, whether you're a Rovers fan, a Shells fan, a Pats fan or whatever the case may be. Daily Mount leaving the League of Ireland is going to be huge for everybody involved. Everyone has memories of Daily Mount Park, and it's been a huge asset to the league for so long. So, no matter who you are, what club you're involved with, I don't think anyone will be glad to see the back of it. You know, they'll all have special memories. For him to just come on and describe it as a kip and not even qualify it by saying, you know, it's a great stadium and hold great memories, just to dismiss it as a kip, I thought was a bit beyond the pale. But that's Richie Towell, not the brightest. Button in the box, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, it is the last season of Daily Mount, unfortunately. This is the end of the old lady. It all was due to probably happen for the 2020 Euros. That was the Delaney project, the Delaney Mount Park, I believe we called it back in 2015.
Can still do that.
But it is the last year. I don't think there's any two ways about it. I think my worry and everyone else's worry is when we get back.
100%. That's the concern. You know, you've seen it happen so many times, but I'm not even going to let my mind go there, to be honest with you. I'm just going to enjoy as many games as I can in the stadium before we have to leave the end of the season. It's such a, you know, it's a great match night experience. Listen, it's falling behind, and you know it needs the work done. But in terms of, you know, lads from our vintage, Daily Mount Park on a Friday night, when the bars are rocking, bows are on a, you know, I've got a good win, the jokes are flying, all the familiar faces are there. The genuine, you know, where else you'd rather be. Some of the memories we have there from over the years are just second to none. And I'd be genuinely shook when it does go, you know. So it's going to be only an emotional little season. And I suppose as the season goes by, it'll be the last derby in Daily Mount, the last Shells game, and so on. So, yeah, not sure how I feel about it at the moment, but it will be emotional, that's for sure.
Yeah, I would have preferred something a little bit more subtle for the last game. You know, something you could probably enjoy that a bit more, I'd imagine. Bows and Shells will hopefully, well, us definitely will have something to play for when that last home fixture rocks around. But you would have maybe
Yeah, that's
wanted
my
something.
thought exactly. Yeah, you don't want them there ruining the party on the last day. You'd rather have a Galway or a Dundalk or a Sligo. It's just typical bowls, isn't it? Shelled on the last game. I know it was the first game in the old Daly Mount and so on. But yeah, I definitely would have preferred to go out with one less thing to be worried about was them dancing around on 90 minutes after turning us over. I'm not sure whether I'd be able to stomach that, but on the other hand, it'd be a nice one to win, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be a good way to go out, all right. And as you said, thing I don't think probably Richard Tell understands. He probably doesn't understand what it's like to be a football fan. He might understand what it's like to be like a very high level football player in the League of Ireland, but he certainly doesn't understand. The job he stand isn't the worst. They definitely could do with a bit of a lick, a few extra toilets, but it's not a stand. It's a clubhouse.
It's complete and utter ignorance. And listen, we've often described Oriel as a kip, we've often described Inchicore as a kip, but in your soul, deep down, what that means to the supporters of those respective clubs, and the intricacies that go with League of Ireland stadiums. So I just thought it was a bit OTT. As I said on the national podcast, it's all right for supporters of all, different ground kips, but yeah, I didn't like that one, you know what I mean?
But look, we will hopefully wrap up Daly Mount this season because we do need a 8,000-seater stadium, probably more than anyone in the league.
Yeah.
And we will sort of march ahead. And is the Aviva this week? Pats, Pete, before we get there, of course, we do have a matter of our own business to attend to on Thursday. You're making your debut on stage.
Good night, yeah. Yeah, it's creeped up, hasn't it? So looking forward to the Thursday. Looking forward to the two boys, Dinny and Morty. I mean, I'm sure they'll be able to share some great stories, and we'll be able to ask them a couple of decent questions. So I'm sure if anyone has anything that they wanted to throw at the lads, maybe pop a message in. But yeah, looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. And Roddy is Roddy, of course. So never a dull moment when Roddy's around.
No, absolutely not. So, just to give everyone a bit of a time space, we do expect to kick off about 7:15. Roddy will be on from 7:30 to 8:15. Bit of an interval. The strippers will be out for 15 minutes on stage, and then we'll have Roddy and Dinny on for an hour or so of the time, then to wrap up the night. Always a good night, anyway. I think a lot of people enjoy it. It's a good way to kick off the season. Ideally, we might have one at the end of the season, P, as we march towards. Be
My
nice,
God,
wouldn't it be
yeah.
nice to sign off Daily Mail by bringing the trophy home?
Yeah, it'd be nice for the club to send down a few bob. Maybe we could give everyone a couple of drinks as part of the season opener as well, seeing as they're making all the money in the off season. So if anyone from the board is listening, don't be shy. We're only around the corner here tonight. If you want to drop a check down, we'll make sure everyone's in good form heading to the Aviva on Sunday.
Believe Bodge is going to be dropping off a few beers for us anyway, so you might want to get your craft cider order in with them. And he'd be dropping it down.
Just anything with a fox on it, I'll drink. Anything at all, doesn't matter what it is. Once it has a fox on the can, I'll drink it.
Picture of Epstein with a fox on the island. But we are going to look ahead, Pete. Believe Forster could be injured as well. Pat's carrying plenty of injuries in the squad. They look a bit light going into the season.
Well, I think he's done that by choice, hasn't he? He's wanted a smaller squad, Kenny. No, Kenny, I just. It could go either way with Pats, really. They could be fantastic next year, or it could be a head and hands job with Kenny within a few months. They similar to us last season. I think they have to hit the ground running, really, because the natives be getting restless if they start off and they're not firing on all cylinders. So a great chance to really kick them on Sunday and ask the questions again. You know what I mean? So if we can get one over them on Sunday, it'll be a nice marker. And as I said, it'll set the doubts again for them. But I think they have a lot of quality. And I know we said this right throughout last season. If it does click for them, they could be very dangerous. I think missing Palmer last year, Ramal Palmer was a huge one for them, if they get him right, they're good enough to beat anyone on their day,
Yeah, I think he's a good player too. He was missing for a good bit last year. Keane probably never got going for the big money he was on. I know they've signed Madden now as well. You expect one of them at least to
Yeah.
find a patch over the season and be the main man on form. But remember, Pat Dunne said it to me when we were looking at getting Kenny in. He wasn't overly confident. He said for feeling he could be a bit of a busted flush. He was out club football for the best part of what was it maybe was it 4 or 6 years he was out from including
Yeah.
the 21s.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
I know Pat Owens was a bit cautiously thinking about him joining Daily Mount, and it could be a case where maybe he just hasn't got the mojo anymore. He has been managing in the League of Ireland for over 20 years.
Let's hope that is the case. I don't think anyone be too sad to see Pats fall on their face. A lot of money to be paid out as well. As I said, let's see how we go Sunday, but there's definitely no guarantees that they'll be challenging.
Absolutely not. And I suppose there's a bit of a league-wide thing. I think the consensus is the league will be probably split into the two separate groups of five. Bowes, Rovers, Shells, Pats and Derry. And then the other five will probably take up the bottom part.
That's straightforward, really, isn't it? You expect it would be Derry, Shells and Rovers that'll challenge. The next two will be ourselves and Pats. What order? I'm not sure. And then the rest could go either way, really, wouldn't you? No, you wouldn't Drogheda, Sligo, Dundalk, and Waterford. It's trying to pick an order there would be wouldn't be easy, but. I certainly think the top three will be Shells, Derry, Rovers, in no particular order. I think Shells have signed really well, and I think Shells will benefit from the not having the Duff Circus as well around. I think Joey's a cool hand. They'll definitely be better next season. Derry, unbelievable squad, and Rovers are Rovers. So, I definitely think it'll be one of those three if we can, tip into fourth again and maybe challenge the couple of teams ahead of us, that'd be a good season and win the cup this year.
Yeah, I think we're all desperate for that bit of silverware. So it would be a great year. Daily Mail gets his last day out in Europe this season too, which we're all looking forward
Yeah,
to.
that's gonna be huge. Yeah, that'd be a great one. Something to really, really, really get our teeth into in the summer, and hopefully, where the draws are structured, we go a couple of rounds and really enjoy it, because the last one was robbed from us with COVID. So, Europe is something we can really, really, really look forward to.
Yeah, and of course we'll be marching through into the season next week. I know we've got a tough start, Pete. We've got Rovers, Derry, Sligo, or Rovers, Sligo, Derry, and then I think it's Shells at home. Or sorry, Pats and then
Sligo second.
Rovers at home.
What's yeah, Sligo, Derry, and then Rovers, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's not going to be an easy start.
No.
Without making the points prediction for that already, it's very important we get up and going, particularly on Sunday.
Yeah, we have to pick up points. Sligo are gonna be very tough down there as well. Like, as I said, they'll be their first home game of the season. That place will be ram-packed. And then up to Derry as well. So yeah, it's a very tough start, and then on to the Derby the week after. But no easy games. And trying to second guess Paul's result, you wouldn't have made any money back on us last year, that's for sure, because we seemed to win when you least expected it, and then we'd throw points away. Our record in the Dublin Derbies was great. If we continue that into this season, that'd be huge. But yeah, just pick up the point, get the win Sunday, and keep the train rolling.
Yeah, I always find the Dublin Derby's record seems to flip every year. You either have a good year and then you have a bad year, and you have a good year and then you have a bad year. So, law of averages might tell you that we might not be as at it this year. But if you beat the teams below you, that's how you end up the top part of the table. You can beat Galway, you can beat your Sligos, you can beat your Dundalks and Drogheda, which we lost it last year, particularly Drogheda. We lost three out of four games. You'll find yourself in a lot more comfortable position than you are if you're losing to those teams and getting the odd decent result up the top end of the pitch or
You'd rather
table.
win the Dublin Derbies, though, wouldn't you? You'd rather
Yeah,
win the
I truly
Derbies
totally,
and lose
absolutely,
the
yeah.
Sligo and Drogheda every time. If it meant you'd pick up the points against the other crowd, but yeah, there was no rhyme or reason to it last year. The record was just second to none in Dublin Derbies last year. Was it two? We lost three, maybe out of the
Lost
whole series. Lost to
two to
Shells
Shells,
twice, one to
once to
Rovers.
Rovers and once to Pats, so 4 out of 12.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I think we drew maybe once with Shells, twice to Shells.
Yeah, drill down there
Well,
and yeah.
drew once with Pats, and I think we didn't. We obviously beat Rovers the 3 times.
Yeah.
But yeah, as I said, we'll kick start again this Sunday, and we can hopefully get off on a strong foot. I think we're both looking at fourth, probably being the realistic option.
Yeah, it just depends. There's nothing to say we can't go higher than that. But again, there's just with so many new signings, you're just waiting to see who'll be in the team, who won't be in the team, and whether it gels. But I'm very excited to see Diallo. I know any time at home for Derry, I was very impressed. Big presence on the pitch, moves the ball well, and as I said, if he can get Dawson another couple of yards up the pitch, that'd be a great one for us. I know Dawson was great in front of the back four, but you really want him higher up the pitch where he can twist and turn on the edge of the box, play little passes, thread little balls through, and shoot even, So yeah, that could be a big one for us.
Yeah, definitely. I know McDonald's as good as what he does. Diallo is probably maybe a little bit more of a footballer than McDonald is. He does chip in with a few goals as well. McDonald probably got one a season, but it'd be interesting to see the battle of those two. But then again, we're in Europe. That's why we have the big squad, and that's why you use your big squad. All players will be utilized at some stage. McDonald played left wing back. I hope they got it. Don't see him there this year.
No, please God,
But
no.
again, it could be a case where you have him and Diallo sitting in front of the bank, and then you have, as you said, maybe the voice sitting in front of them. So it is interesting to see how they're going to meander
Can
all
he
these
play
players
Tierney up
around.
front on Sunday?
I don't think he could. Could he? Physical presence, him up against Joe Redmond and Tours.
Yeah,
The
good
big ask.
point. Unless you're playing little balls in around the side, but Tierney was originally a centre forward when he started, wasn't he?
Definitely. He played alongside Georgie, maybe in a bit of a four advance of a 10. I don't know. I don't see him as a striker. He's definitely not. He can't play up on his own. That's a certainty. You could maybe put him in beside a
Hickey,
Douglas Jones
him and
player,
Hickey
or
flick ons, and Hickey flick us on into Tierney.
he'd be like Niall Quinn and
Kevin Phillips.
big lad, little lad, crouching the
Yeah,
top. That
yeah.
look, as I said, you just have to look at the Premier League. Peak football comes in circles. It's back to long balls and
Yeah.
crosses into the box. You're going
Have we
in
got a
there
set
and find
piece
the goal.
coach? Have we got a set piece coach?
I don't think so. Now we've enough coaches now. I don't think we have a set piece one, funny enough. But yeah, hopefully we can get a few long throw-ins this season. We were ahead of the time. We'd Anthony Murphy throwing them in about 10 years ago.
Absolutely barring the ball in, yeah, great to watch.
And then look, we'll look ahead to Sunday. We'll wrap up here because we've a bit of a planning to do ahead of Thursday night. This is
Sure
just to
do,
get
yeah.
us up and running for the season. So we will move on to Sunday, missing a few players. It looks like we're going to be out with Douglas James Taylor as a stance,
Yep.
Casper and goal. I'd imagine it's a certainty. I'm going to call the back three of Mullen, Todd, and Kavanagh.
Sounds about right, yeah. Mullen, Todd, Kavanagh.
No, wouldn't be surprised in front of them too. We see Diallo, Devoy, either side of that. I think he might stick to the old reliable first game of the season. I know he threw Parsons in. Parsons think he's going to have a big year this year. It's all
Yeah.
duck or no dinner for him. He had his year to settle. I know he's done his hamstring a few times, but now it's whether I get the head down or I get the hell out. So he's a big year. It was disappointing probably not to see a lot of Brennan towards the end of last season.
Yep.
Would have liked to see him a bit more. I can't see him starting. I'd imagine it'll be Rooney maybe in that left wing back position. You don't know how he's going to line up, how attacking he's going to be.
You know what? Rooney seems to play his best football cutting in from the right hand side. Now I know he's obviously left footed, but I love him cutting in off the left hand side. So I'm not sure how I feel about that. Rooney could even play central, he's that good. But yeah, even if we went Rooney one in the left wing back role for the time being, and then the right wing back role, do you go with power?
I think he ended up going with power, yeah. I think that's where he predominantly played prior to the start of this. Or Waterford, I think he probably mainly played in that position. Again, I don't see Parsons getting down there. I know, sorry, not Rooney, Tierney ended up out that side, more or less in
Yeah.
that twist and roll with James Clark, but it's certainly not going to be Tierney playing right wing back.
So you're going with 3-4-3. You're going with the three boys at the back: Diallo, Savoy, Power on the right, Rooney on the left, and then you've
Probably going to go 3-4-2-1, maybe even. I can see Vaughan and Tierney playing in those two 10 positions. Very similar
one.
set up to Rovers.
Okay, and then who do you have up front?
And then I'm probably going to have Colin Whelan if DJT is out injured. That gives you room to sort of leave Vaughan in the 10 in the zone and maybe put Tierney up alongside him too.
Right, so the team for Sunday: Casper, Todd, Kavanagh, Cullen, Diallo, Devoy, Power right hand side, Rooney left hand side, Vaughan and Tierney and Colley Whelan up front.
Yeah. Again, I wouldn't be surprised at some stage of the season if we end up with McDonnell and Diallo in those two positions in the middle, end up with Devoy in the 10, and maybe a Tierney up alongside DJT. Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I'm happy to take your lead on that one. I'll keep it on. I'm going to rip that out now, put it in my wallet, and when the team's announced on Sunday, I'm just going to compare like for like, see how close you got to
Maybe 7 out of 11 will
it.
not be playing.
Yeah.
The other four won't even be in the squad.
Yeah, and the formation before 4-2.
But I think I'll probably end up in the premium. I haven't purchased my ticket yet, so I'm sure I'll be
Yeah.
getting an email from our new COO. We must give him a shout out, Mr. Jimmy Dignam. I know Jimmy sat down. Me and him had he had sat down with me last season for peace talks about attacking the NBB in the Drum last year. I got the phone call into the office and he called me in and he acted on behalf of the MBB to settle down. So we came to a bit of a peace treaty. So he's not quite Donald Trump figure in terms of Nobel Peace Award Prize, but yeah, great man, Pete, and I'm happy to see you got that job.
Jimmy's a good lad. Very fond of Jimmy, so yeah, I'm sure he'll do good things there. What's your plan for Sunday morning? What's the general consensus in terms of watering holes and rematch activities?
2 o'clock kickoff. It's a bit earlier than it was last year. Dublin drinking or Irish drinking rules don't allow for too much
Yeah.
pre-match shark. You probably get maybe one or two in somewhere and meander yourself into the ground. I think I'll be opting for the premium ticket. I haven't got mine yet, as I said. I'll probably end up there. You know, we can pull out the tactics board and take a few clips from a better bird's eye perspective.
We've gone to the premium just from the first cup final or the first European game. We've gone back ever since. So we've always been in that 3-1-6, 3-1-7. It's a brilliant view, and the access to the bar is great, and it's a good experience. And then obviously you're just right on top of the noise as well. So it's a great place to watch the game. The premium section behind the goal there, love it, absolutely love it.
Yeah, I'll probably end up there myself. Where we end up after, hopefully with a win, we'll end up back in D7 to celebrate. I know it hasn't got probably the buzz of the Rovers game, but and the trains will be a bit closer to the home than it is to visible for you. But you might have to make allowance to leave. We win.
Yeah, I'll probably have kids with me. So yeah, if we win, I'll get back local and have a few local and enjoy it. But no, I'm looking forward to it now. As I said, it's been a long off season as we touched on. So can't wait to see a few familiar faces. It's always good the first game of the season catching up and seeing lads you haven't seen. So I look forward to seeing a few familiar faces and a few friendly faces on Sunday.
Yeah, I suppose we'll finish off here now. You've listened to enough of our drivel here. We'll get a few guests over the course of the season and get the show back on the road properly.
This is going out to all the people who've been running and hiding from us over the last couple of years. There's no more excuses been tolerated this season. We're
Yeah,
going to
there's only
blast.
so much people are willing to listen to us to drone on.
Yeah. So, and who was it that christened me the drone, by the way? Do we know who that was?
I won't name names. I won't name names. We have a
I'm
few
going to get to the bottom of
another
that stuff. If whoever called me the drone is listening, I'm coming for you.
rap. But look, we'll look ahead to Sunday. I'll ask you to firstly give a score for Sunday and then give a pre-season prediction.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with my favorite score. It got me a few coupons last year, so I'm just gonna go with the 1-0 Bows, nice and simple. 85th minute, 1-0 Bows, and we get the season off to a flyer. Pats fans going home, all 10 of them crying into their pints back in Inchicore Court, into their hips, their pints in Inchicore Court. So 1-0 Bows, and we're up and running.
Yeah, if the injury rumours for both sides are believed to be true, if there's no DJT, I predict a 1-0 victory. If Douglas James Taylor starts, I think we might get a couple of goals. I think that could be a bit of a difference, and hopefully we'll kick start the season as we mean to go on. Ahead of the season, P, what's the consensus? Where do we end up if you put on in now?
Going back to last year, how stressed we were about making Europe and getting back into Europe, we thought it was never going to happen. So, listen, I'm at ease with it this year. We kind of have our house in order to a certain extent now. You know, we're going to be in that European challenge and bracket or thereabout. I'd be happy with Europe again. I think Reynolds has badly let himself down in the cup since he's come in. The Derry game, I still haven't got over that. And then last year we limped out of it as well. So we want to take the cup seriously. We want to have a good rattle at the cup. And we've had some great times in the cup over the last few years. So we want a few more good nights in the cup and give it a real good go. The league is probably beyond us, so we need to make sure we're ready to go for the cup. And if that means sacrificing a league game before it, so be it. But the cup needs to be huge on the list of priorities. We want to win a cup, and we're capable of winning a cup. So let's give that a good rattle this year.
Yeah, I think after the 2021 final, I don't think I ever wanted to be in a cup again. I didn't even want to enter the competition the following year. 2023 wasn't too dissimilar. I was like, yeah, but I'm happy to give the cup a miss in 2024. But I said we had our semi-final. As I said, I was packing my bags in Sydney. I suppose we're losing 2-0 to Derry. I was convinced I was going home to a cup
Back at night,
final,
yeah.
given the fact that Derry lost to basically everybody in the remaining 10 games, bar us, in the cup. I was convinced I was going back to us to lift that trophy, because it would have been dropped in the final. Likely probably would have beat us anyway, but the dream
Right,
was
yeah.
still there. And then last season was obviously fucking fairly limp and pathetic against Sligo. I think I was standing beside you that game. I remember said you after 10 minutes, we don't want this.
Yeah, and we played well in the run up to it, but it was as if we didn't want it, and I just got that feeling, even with the team selection as well. So, at that stage of the season, the cup game is huge. So, let's hope we give it a good rattle this year, and we're definitely overdue one.
Absolutely, yeah. So look, I'm going to say I think we'll finish fourth the season. I said it'll either be a Kenny masterclass or disaster class, which will probably decide the top four. I'm not sure how much of a say. Obviously, we will have a say, but in terms of if Pats get up and running as Kenny teams do, we could be in a bit of battle for that fourth position. If they don't, I think it's ours to lose. Please God, we get a bit of a run of momentum for Europe. When we're out of Daily Mount, it is going to be much needed funds. Wherever we can get them from. So yeah, I'm gonna predict four for Bohemians this year, and please God, it wouldn't be great to fucking bring that trophy back to Daly Mount on the 1st November, as we're all crying our tears in the last lady. What wouldn't be at the last session? Be all drinking out of the cup in a
Oh, God,
marquee.
yeah. Listen, we might as well dream here in the bed. So, yeah, I'll go with European qualification before we win a cup final against Shamrock Rovers in a cold Aviva in black jackets, scarves, hats, and back to Daily Mount for the party of all parties.
Yeah, you need the council to come out and remove us. They'll have an eviction notice in the
Yeah,
bar for fucking weeks after if that happens.
Oh,
But yeah,
snap.
look, we will wrap up there. Once again, thanks to anyone who bought a ticket. Looking forward to Thursday night. As I said, it'll promise to be a good night. A few laughs, a few jokes, and most importantly, League of Ireland is back, football is back, bows are back. Get your passports ready, lads, as we do always week, every week. Pete, what do we always say?
We're going to strap ourselves in for the season of our lives, a trophy, a European jolly up, and I'm going to catch the man who called me the drone.
Come on, the fucking
See you Sunday,
balls.
lads. See you Thursday. Come on, the bows.